Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Dovida has announced that it plans to hire 1,500 caregivers across the country. I'm joined now by the CEO of Dovida Ireland, Shane Jennings. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome on the show. Now, most people would know you better as Home Instead. You've recently rebranded. First of all, tell us what Dovida does, and then explain why did you rebrand?
Yeah, so like you said, Home Instead was 20 years in the Irish market, and over those 20 years, we've seen quite a positive change in our client. Our clients are, the majority are over 65 years of age, and we provide home care services to those individuals. And as I said, over the 20 years, we've seen those people become more independent, making more decisions and want to be part of the decision making process in terms of the options available to them. So it's been an evolution in terms of the learnings that we've had. But because of that independence, because of that autonomy, because of those individuals that want to make those decisions, we've rebranded to Dovida. And Dovida is essentially staying at home and living your life to the fullest it can be. So Domus and Vida, living life at home.
Okay. Now, you have operations outside of Ireland. Before we get to the expansion, explain that to me, because I always thought of it as an Irish company, specifically limited to the Irish market, but that's not true.
So historically, it was Home Instead was set up in Omaha, Nebraska, and they franchised across the world, and there would have been international franchise partners that would have brought it to other markets across the world. And that was brought over by the former owners, Mick Carney and Ed Murphy, to bring Home Instead to Ireland. Over the last number of years, the same principle. There was a Swiss individual, Paul Fritz, who bought the Swiss Home Instead franchise. That has run its course, and now that Paul owns the Swiss or the Irish entity, as well as another, as well as other markets, about six markets across the world, Ireland being one of them. So we're part of that group, and we can share learnings, but we're very much focused on Ireland as our operation.
Okay, so you're now hiring 1,500 people. Well, why?
Yeah, so it's a hugely positive story, and there's a demand in the market. I think, as everybody knows, the demographics, not just in Ireland, are growing, and the age cohort, like I said, of 65-year-olds is going to double over the next number of years, as well as the age category of over 85s, where we take care of a lot of our clients as well. So huge demand, huge challenges, and to meet that demand, we need resources, and hence why we're pushing to take on more caregivers. We focus on care hours. So if we can provide more care to the people in the communities, they have the ability to stay at home, stay within their communities, and we can provide that vital service.
And where will those people be working? Is it just working with people in their home, or are there other services that you're
providing? No, that's absolutely it. We work in the home. So we provide care and support in the home to individuals. And we have 25 offices around the country. We have in and around 380 staff within those offices. And then we have in and around 4,000 caregivers that provide care on a daily basis in individuals' homes. So supporting an individual getting up in the morning, preparing for the day. They may need some personal care assistance, but it's a wide variety of care. So we have individuals that may need 24/7 care based on their condition or complexity, and we have individuals that may just need a number of hours to assist and support. And if we can give that support, they can remain in the home, they can remain independent. We focus, and our main focus on outcomes. If we can encourage exercise, healthy nutrition, hydration, they have the best ability to remain in home, don't get readmitted into hospital if they have come from hospital, or to avoid them going into hospital from a fall or whatever it may be. So
Shane, we have full employment in Ireland. And of course, famously, it's very difficult for people in your sector, for caregivers generally, to try to recruit. You're looking at 1,500 people. That's a huge number. Where are you going to get them?
Yeah, it is an ambitious task. And we have seen year on year that we've grown our caregiver capacity by about 10%. So it is a positive story. There is opportunity there. And I think the opportunity is the wide variety of opportunity in terms of the flexibility. So like I had described there, an individual may need a number of hours in the morning or in the evening. So if an individual who's looking to get into the caregiver workforce has other circumstances in their life, there's flexibility around that. We can offer full-time, part-time, and a variation of hours based on the individual's needs. So it's not as if it's just a 9 to 5 and people are saying, OK, well, that market is tough. Yes, it is tough, as is the caregiver market. But like I said, our retention has improved as well as our increase on capacity year on year. And we have to be ambitious. We have to get excited about it because there's a challenge there and there's a demand there and we can provide this vital care. And I think people, if they can work in their communities, it's very, very fulfilling for them. So it's a super role.
I can understand how it might be attractive to some people. And I can understand how the flexibility of ours would make a difference. But most people in your sector would struggle to hire 15 people, never mind 1,500.
Yeah.
Well, you have to look outside of Ireland.
Yes, and we do. And like that, there's a variation. We were meeting with the Minister of Trade the other day, and he mentioned on the news that the general work permits has been increased to allow opportunity for non-EU citizens to work in the country as well. So there's a multitude of opportunities in terms of whether it's students, whether it's individuals who've got more time in their life. There's people who want to give back, and those general work permit employers as well, or employees, should I say. So the HCCI, the home care community in Ireland, represents the sector, and Joseph Musgrave and his team are in discussions with various departments, various HSE departments as well, to try and see how we can, as a sector, improve the number of caregivers in it, because there are waiting lists around the country. And I think we all know individuals that we want to make sure that they have the option to stay at home rather than being put in a position where they can't stay at home due to a lack of care. So that's why we have to be creative. That's why we have to be ambitious. And I think we're doing a good job, but we just need to continue to improve.
Is accommodation a big issue for you if you're trying to attract people into these positions from outside of Ireland?
Yeah, it is one of the challenges, yes. And especially in certain urban locations, that's where individuals may want to come across. And
which is where most of your customers are.
No, we have a wide variety. We have clients in very rural areas, which is more difficult to service, yes. But it's a wide variety. We have just under about 8,000 clients around the country. So they're not on all in urban areas. But where we find people may get drawn to urban locations, whether that's Cork, Limerick, Galway, Dublin, but that has its rent implications as well. So it's getting the balance right and making sure that it's attractive enough for these individuals to come across and live a fulfilling life.
OK, that's Shane Jennings, CEO of the Vida Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.